Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast for Monday, January 9th, 2023. It's Ski and Ride Day 48 of the season. Some people don't believe in magic, and that's just sad. If they were able to see the mountain after the Northern Hemisphere had spring in January compared to today, they would be believers. Snowmakers blasting away on open and unopened trails, and groomers turning that white gold into corduroy. Come experience the magic for yourself, here at the face. We anticipate opening with 9 lifts and 44 trails today on loose and frozen granular conditions. In terms of weather this morning, the surrounding area will see some mixed precipitation early, which will progress into some snow showers later in the afternoon. It is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 30 and a calm west wind. Looking ahead this week into this weekend, we will see some calm weather before the storm front moves through. Hopefully this weekend we will see some snow. We are now just 4 days away until the 2023 World University Games are here at Whiteface. That means while there is still going to be plenty of skiing and riding, Whiteface is going to look a little different, including changes to parking and security. For a full update, check out our activities page at whiteface.com. The Ski Responsibility Code states, stop only where you are visible from above and not restricting traffic. If you can't see oncoming traffic, they can't see you either. Know before you go. Buying tickets online in advance is still required. You will be unable to purchase in-person tickets, so plan accordingly. Sun safety. Exposure to UV rays increases by up to 5% for every 1,000 feet above sea level. Snow also presents further risk as it can reflect UV rays, sometimes up to 80%. This means that when spending time outdoors in the snow, you need to protect your skin. Before you head to the mountain, make sure to pack a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to maximize your fun in the sun. Know the zone. Every skier and rider gets 15 feet of space. While on the hill, avoid collisions by giving others 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are present, go even slower and give them more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control to obey the 15-foot zone. We thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the slopes.